Time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you here. What we're going to do real quick here is go back to preseason week two here, Coach, to talk about moving some safeties and how you applied it later when you faced the Texans in week three.
Right. Well, we'll take a look at a couple of game planning situations. The first one, as you just alluded to, was a play that came up in the preseason game against the Texans. And so the Texans are in what we call cover four here. It's really four across with the safeties and the corners against a two-by-two formation. These are two tight ends. Four across, taking the four receivers on the line of scrimmage. And on this play, there's play-action pass, and so the safeties, in this case, Moore and Howell, when their guys don't come vertically, come down the field, then they free up and go to help on the outside guys. And so what happens down here at the bottom is Howell, the safety, goes to undercut this outcut by Hogan and, intercepts the ball and ends up falling out of bounds on a close play. But the point was that, we noticed the way that they were really, driving outside to try to play these outside routes. So based on that, we, ran a put in a play that was similar to that but had the inside route. So this is from the game on Sunday against the Texans.
There it is.
It's a little different action, but it's the same idea. And so here are the safeties, and nobody comes out, so they look to go to help on the outside guys to their respective sides. And instead of going out like we did before, we're going in and post. And so the safety or the corner here, stays over the top, and then the end cut gets behind Hal, and then Cooks just is able to run away from the safety. So it's a great, good job there by Josh and offensive staff.
Sure.
Of, game planning and taking one situation and complimenting it with a play that from the previous game.
Puts safeties pretty much in no man's land there, too. Yeah, it's a good route right there. Nice catch and run.
Right.
All right, moving on.
Now, this is what will be more of an in-game adjustment. So what happens here, and this is in the, in the first quarter, what happens is Hogan comes down and turns out, and, again, they're in cover four, again, the coverage we just talked about. They're in cover four again, and Hogan turns out away from this linebacker. And here's Hal, who's kind of too far away from him, and so Hogan makes the catch here for, a decent gain on the play. And kind of an interesting part of this play is, as you see Hal, when Hogan breaks out, Hal's kind of, working over the top here, and I think he's anticipating that the corner will come down and trap this, move down and take the receiver to the flat while he goes over the top to the outside guy. And then this is kind of a key part of the play right here, is Hal and Joseph talking about this afterwards. And, Josh McDaniels did a great job of kind of picking this up and seeing this. And I think Hal was telling Joseph that, the next time they do this, then you're going to trap.
Okay.
I'm going to go over the top and all that. And so rather than waiting until that happened, we ran this play again. It's a little different look. This time the back's in the backfield, but it's the same idea.
Hogan in the slot. We're thinking, okay, he's going to go out.
Hogan's in the slot.
Yep.
All right, and so now Hogan turns out. And so here's the trap from Joseph, and here's the over-the-top from Hal. But again, rather than waiting until this play gets broken up and then coming back to make the adjustment, Josh had the foresight, and this is a great coaching move by Josh and the offensive staff, is to put in the out and go. And so here's Hal going over the top, here's Joseph trapping, but really nobody's on Hogan on the vertical route. So that would be an in-game adjustment.
In-game sideline adjustment
of game planning, as opposed to the earlier example, which showed game planning based on another game or another situation. This is what happens in game. So, great job here by the players of making the adjustment, because this is a play we didn't have. We put this in based on what they were doing by Chris and by Tom here seeing this, and Josh by recognizing the situation and being able to make an adjustment to the route that the defense just couldn't handle there. So week, and it's interesting how this whole sequence came about.
Good patience right there by Hogan, too, because if he bites a little quicker, then he's not getting in the end zone.
Yep, that's right.
Good adjustments there. Good stuff right there. All right, there's your plays of the week. Good luck, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.